Finally, I want to thank all of the families of our village's elected officials and our village employees. They are the ones picking up the pieces and taking on more work.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we revisit Hoosick Falls, New York, which is marking a milestone. Well, more than a decade since PFAS was first detected in tap water in the village, the Rensselaer County community is now celebrating a new municipal water supply. PFAS contamination has been linked to ill health effects, including cancer. The pollution crisis kicked off a national response to so-called emerging contaminants in drinking water. Rob Allen was elected mayor of the village in 2017. Before that, while working as a music teacher, he became an advocate for clean drinking water in the community, often attending board meetings and public forums to urge leaders to seek environmental justice. Allen has just left office after not seeking re-election in March. He spoke with my colleague Lucas Willard. First, we'll bring you that interview, and then we'll attend his last board meeting when a new water supply was celebrated.
Well, I am excited, ecstatic, relieved that we were going to get this new water source, not just completed, but turned on before I hand over the reins to the new mayor. I'm so grateful for our village board, the trustees who've served with me over the past 8 years. Our attorneys, in particular, our environmental attorney, David Engel, who even before he came on to represent the village environmentally, was working on behalf of the community. It just shows that there's a lot of great people who have been around the situation, who really have a special place in their heart for Hoosick Falls and its people. So after this very, very long journey that we've been on, we are finally going to be turning on our new water source this evening, while also maintaining the GAC filtration system as part of our permanent water infrastructure. This is what the village has been advocating for years. It was what the companies initially fought against. But fortunately, the state agencies, in particular DEC, listened to the village's desires, its citizens, and its experts. And that is why they made the demand that this was the remedy. And tonight, that remedy goes live.
So how did the village work with state agencies like the DEC and the DOH to help identify the new water source? What were some of your concerns and the village board's concerns over locating a new water supply?
Well, I will say that DEC and DOH, they have a lot of specific approaches to handling contamination and remediation efforts. But I also do want to say that our situation was unique in a lot of different ways. And I was glad for DEC and DOH to really listen to us, point out the uniqueness of this, and in a sense, sometimes think outside the box. There were a lot of different possibilities for local water sources that the state explored. And between connecting to the Tamhanic, which is, 12 to 14 miles away and has a pretty significant elevation change, connecting to a couple local municipalities, finding a new groundwater source, I think even doing nothing is one of the kind of standard options that was obviously never going to be a thing that would work for us, but they went over all those possibilities and investigated them, flushed them out, and we as a village with our experts, environmental and attorneys and engineers, really, really pushed for what we knew our community needed. We needed to make sure, without a doubt, that our water source was as clean as it could be, that we had filtration, because we have been exposed, many of us over decades, to PFAS in our drinking water. And we know through the work of the Department of Health that that PFAS has been clearing out of our systems, which is really good and really important. But we knew that for our community, it was essential that we didn't just have a new water source, but we had the backup of the GAC filtration system. And after a lot of years of planning, looking into options, making the choice, and then the companies really diving in and getting the work done. Honeywell, I think, took the lead on that and brought in a couple of really incredible people to get the job done in an efficient and quick way. Here we are tonight. It wasn't my idea for it to be the last day of my mayorship to have this big event and turn it on, but that's just kind of where the schedule ended up. So I'm very glad to do that.
I do want to ask about that timeline because you began as an advocate. You were elected mayor in 2017, and now it's 8 years later, and you're on your last day, and the new water supply is being turned on. How are you feeling today, looking back on the last, not only 8 years, but the time before that, the past decade of community concerns related to Hoosick Falls drinking water?
I'm just so exceedingly proud of what we all have been able to accomplish. It's just just icing on the cake to be able to have this event happen during my time as mayor. A lot of mayors and other elected officials put a lot of the work in for years and years, and they have to wait a couple more years to kind of see it come to fruition. But for me personally and for my family, who has sacrificed so much through all of this, to be able to celebrate this on the same, you know, last night as mayor slash first day I'm going to be back to just being a normal person and a normal husband and a normal father. It's just really a great situation. And again, I'm so grateful for all of the people who are involved and the love and support that this community has offered.
This took a long time. So do you have any advice for your the officials who will be following you in village office?
Well, I'm glad that the next mayor is currently a trustee, so he's really on top of things. He knows what's going on. And, you know, my goal has always been to get this distraction past us so that we can move forward. It's been great that we have been able to move forward on a lot of other fronts while tackling the water situation. I'm very excited for the next mayor and the next board. I know that we have a grant award that's going to be coming through for $4.5 million worth of projects in the downtown, which is going to be an enormous boost into our village. Hoosick Falls is in a fantastic, unprecedented place, and I'm just so excited for what is coming next for the village.
Quickly, how has the community grown or changed over the years since you first saw the concerns emerge about the drinking water to now, where the village really became sort of a national model with how to address emerging contaminants?
Well, it's funny because on the one hand, there have been a lot of individuals who have really stepped up on a regional, national level to advocate for legislation and awareness and drinking water quality and things of that nature, which has been fantastic. I think the community as a whole, you know, we really just kind of got tired of having to hear about the water situation because it was basically a decade long. And a lot of us knew that many of the news sources were just covering the story, and it kind of led to people just associating the village of Hoosick Falls with the issue of contamination. But in reality, we all know that this is a tightly knit community. It's resilient. It comes together. It works hard. And what I would encourage any community who has to go through this to do is take it slow and deliberately, find experts who know what they're talking about and lean on them, and just make sure that the community is informed and they know what's going on so that everyone can move forward on it together. That was the formula we used here in the village of Hoosick Falls. And as you're going to see tonight, it worked really well.
And what's next for you, Rob? Are you just going to go back to only being a teacher?
Not only am I only going to be a teacher, but I am looking forward to only being a teacher. You know, my family, my four kids, and in particular my wife, Heather, they've had to endure 8 years of me being distracted and having to think about other things and weighed down by all the various things going on, sometimes having to leave at a moment's notice to handle whatever situation has come up. I'm just looking forward to being around them and getting us back to some semblance of normalcy where it's not an evening where I have to go to a three-hour meeting or I have to get called out. I'm just going to be there and be around. I'm just so looking forward to that time.
So no future political plans as of right now?
No, my political plans are to nap more and garden more.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now over to my colleague Samantha Simmons, who covered the Village of Hoosick Falls meeting when the new water supply was celebrated on Rob Allen's last day as mayor.
So on the live stream right now, that is our water operator, Jim Herbert, officially making the switch.
Concerns over drinking water began in 2014 when a local resident tested his water after his father died of a rare form of cancer. But it wasn't until 2016 that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation confirmed the presence of PFAS chemicals in the Hoosic Falls municipal water system. The so-called emerging contaminants linked to local industrial sites were unregulated, and at the time, there wasn't much the village could do on its own. On Monday evening, following years of investigations and litigation, the village switched on its new water supply. Surrounded by residents, family members, and state officials who helped make remediation possible, outgoing village mayor Rob Allen choked up as he discussed the hardships the community faced.
Finally, I want to thank all of the families of our village's elected officials and our village employees. They are the ones picking up the pieces and taking on more work so that we could do our important work for our village. I specifically want to thank my wife, Heather, who has had to endure 8 years of a distracted, overworked, and overwhelmed husband. 8 years of her own personal sacrifice and time lost for the benefit of the village and our communities.
Elected in 2017, Allen dedicated his time in office to fighting for clean water. Before that, Allen, who still works as a music teacher, became an advocate for clean drinking water in his community, urging leaders to seek environmental justice. Allen did not seek re-election in March's village races. The ceremony was a remarkable moment on the now former official's last day in office. PFAS chemicals, including PFOA, the primary contaminant found in Hoosic Falls water, are used in a number of applications. The contamination was linked to the St. Gobain Performance Plastics facility in the village. Longtime resident Michael Hickey was the person who sounded the alarm after his father's death. Through tears, Hickey says the bonds created among villagers while fighting for their health are unbreakable.
We're in a really good spot. We know that we're safe from the water supply and all the other resources that we have coming in. So I think that we're in a really good spot.
Hickey thanked St. Gobain and Honeywell for taking responsibility for the cleanup.
It's unfortunate what happened here, but they did step up in the end. And there's continuing to have negotiation. There's still work that needs to be done. It's not completely done, right? There's still things that need to be completed. But I think they stepped up and have done the right thing. And I think that they've made our community better, and they should be proud of themselves as well for doing the right thing.
Last year, Hoosic Falls broke ground on a 6,800-foot raw water transmission line that runs between the recently developed LaCroix wellfield and the village's water treatment plant. Interim New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Amanda Lefton says her team's work over the past decade has alerted the agency about emerging contamination across the state. And she says the DEC is not done with Hoosic Falls.
So we have a new water source, but importantly, we still want to clean up the mess. So we are continuing to focus on remediation. So we focused first, of course, on clean water. That was priority number one. Now we're continuing to go through the additional sites to do full testing to know the full impact of the surrounding communities so that we can continue to do remediation at every single site here.
Since the discovery, private granular activated carbon filters, GAC systems, and point-of-entry treatment systems, POET systems, have been installed to filter out the toxins in residents' homes. Mayor Dan Schuttig, a village trustee and longtime resident, replaced Allen Tuesday. Schuttig says when the contamination was first identified, he was apprehensive.
You know, we all hear those stories sometimes, and it did turn out to be so. As a resident at the time, it was very concerning, and thankfully I had my wife as an engineer, so she was able to explain a lot of that stuff to me. And then joining the village board 3 years ago, it was nice to see the progression towards a final settlement.
He says with incoming grants and settlements to be reached with Honeywell and St. Gobain, the village is in good financial shape heading into this new chapter.
It's nice to just see the whole thing come to a close. I think we're entering really a new time frame for our village. We have a lot of different funds coming in, New York Forward and everything else, that we can do some revitalization around here, because to say that this sucked the air out of the room for a few years would be an understatement.
PFAS contamination has been found in several New York communities, including Petersburg, Postenkill, Newburgh, and Bennington, Vermont.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.